Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Health Economics and Policy by James Henderson, is a college-level economics textbook focused on how microeconomic reasoning can be used to understand healthcare delivery, financing, and public policy. Published by Cengage as part of the MindTap course list, it is designed for students who need a structured introduction to the economics of health systems rather than a general survey of medicine or policy rhetoric. The book addresses how markets for medical care differ from ordinary markets because of uncertainty, insurance, regulation, and asymmetric information. It also connects economic analysis to major U.S. policy debates, including how access, cost, quality, and insurance design shape outcomes. As a textbook, its purpose is both explanatory and applied. It introduces economic tools while showing how those tools illuminate the organization of health services, the behavior of patients and providers, and the effects of reform proposals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, microeconomic tools applied to healthcare markets. A central strength of the book is its use of standard microeconomic concepts to explain why healthcare behaves differently from most other goods and services. Henderson treats medical care as a market shaped by demand, supply, incentives, and information problems, then shows why simple price-based models often fail to describe real-world outcomes. This matters because healthcare involves urgent need, limited consumer knowledge, and third-party payment through insurance, all of which weaken the normal relationship between consumer choice and market discipline. The book helps readers see how providers, hospitals, insurers, and patients respond to incentives in ways that can raise costs or distort access. By grounding the subject in economic theory, the text gives students a framework for analyzing policy instead of relying on slogans or intuition. It is not just about describing healthcare as expensive. It explains the market conditions that make cost control and efficient allocation difficult in the first place. Secondly, economic evaluation as a way to compare health policy choices. The book gives substantial attention to economic evaluation in healthcare, which is essential for judging whether a treatment, program, or policy is worth its cost. This topic is important because health systems face limited resources, and every decision to fund one intervention means giving up another. Henderson presents evaluation as a practical decision tool rather than a purely technical exercise, helping readers understand why policymakers use cost-effectiveness reasoning when choosing among competing options. The value of this approach is that it shifts attention from whether something is beneficial in isolation to whether it produces enough benefit relative to its cost. In healthcare, where emotional and ethical concerns are strong, that distinction is crucial. The book therefore connects economic efficiency to real choices about coverage, treatment intensity, and service allocation. Readers learn that policy disputes are often not only about values, but also about how scarce resources should be deployed across populations, institutions, and interventions. Thirdly, why health insurance and managed care reshape behavior. Another major theme is the market for health insurance and managed care, which the book treats as a defining feature of modern health economics. Insurance protects people from financial risk, but it also changes behavior by separating the consumer from the full cost of care. Henderson uses this framework to explain why moral hazard, plan design, and provider contracting matter so much in the health sector. Managed care enters the discussion as a response to the tendency of insurance to encourage higher utilization and rising expenditures. The book helps readers understand that insurance is not simply a payment mechanism. It is a system that influences how much care people seek, what providers offer, and how costs are controlled. This makes the topic especially relevant for policy analysis, since debates over premiums, deductibles, network rules, and utilization management are really debates over incentives and trade-offs. The text presents these issues in a way that shows how insurance design can improve protection while still constraining unnecessary spending. Fourthly, population health and the social determinants of medical demand, health economics, and policy extends beyond individual treatment decisions by considering population health, which broadens the analysis from clinical services to the conditions that shape well-being across communities. This perspective is important because health outcomes are not determined only by medical care. They are also affected by income, environment, behavior, and access to preventive services. The book uses this broader frame to show why policy cannot be limited to hospital care or physician visits. Instead, effective health strategy must account for prevention, distribution of services, and the ways social conditions influence demand and need. Henderson's treatment of population health helps readers connect economics with public health concerns, especially when thinking about inequality and access. It also encourages analysis of collective outcomes, rather than isolated consumer choices, which is essential in a field where individual decisions can generate external effects. This makes the book useful for readers who want to understand why health policy often extends beyond the medical marketplace into social policy. Lastly, U.S. Health Policy as a Changing System Under Political Pressure. The book is especially grounded in the U.S. policy environment, using current reform debates to show how health economics operates in practice, rather than treating policy as abstract theory. Henderson connects economic analysis to the changing structure of American healthcare, including debates over insurance coverage, reform, and government intervention. That makes the text relevant to readers trying to understand why U.S. health policy is so difficult to stabilize markets, regulation, political conflict, and fiscal constraints all interact at once. The book's policy orientation also helps students see that economic efficiency is only one criterion in real decision-making, alongside access, equity, and political feasibility. By situating health economics in the context of the American system, the book clarifies why reform proposals produce trade-offs rather than simple solutions. It is valuable as a bridge between theory and contemporary policy analysis, particularly for students who need to understand not only how the system works, but why it keeps changing. In conclusion, health economics and policy is best suited for students of health economics, public policy, public health, and applied microeconomics who need a clear, textbook-style introduction to the logic of healthcare markets. It is especially useful for readers who want to understand how insurance, incentives, and regulation shape spending and access in the U.S. system. The practical benefit of the book is that it gives readers an analytical vocabulary for evaluating policy proposals, comparing interventions, and understanding why some reforms produce unintended consequences. Its intellectual value lies in showing that healthcare is not simply a medical issue, but also an economic system organized around scarcity, risk, and imperfect information. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for its direct focus on microeconomic reasoning and its emphasis on current U.S. policy debates. That combination makes it more applied than purely theoretical texts and more rigorous than general policy overviews. Readers looking for a structured, course-oriented foundation in the economics of healthcare will find it especially appropriate. If you would like to support James Henderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.